John Jack Shepherd, Housebreaker and Escape Artist. Chapter 1. A Life of Crime. John Shepherd was a thief and highwayman, but he became a very popular figure in his lifetime because of his extraordinary courage. At least two plays were written about him, and society was fascinated by his life and adventures. John Shepherd's father was a carpenter in a poor part of London called Spitalfields. He had two sons, John, who was born in 1702, and Thomas. John was always known as Jack. The two brothers both became famous robbers. Jack was the first of the two brothers to begin a life of crime. He worked for a carpenter in London, but he soon began to spend a lot of time at the Black Lion pub in Drury Lane. It was here that he met a woman called Elizabeth Lyon, but more commonly known among her friends as Edgeworth Bess. Jack fell under her influence, and they formed a partnership.
"I can make you rich,"
she told him.
"How?"
he asked her.
"Listen,"
she said.
"You're a carpenter. You work in rich people's houses. That gives you the perfect opportunity to steal valuable objects."
At first, Jack was very successful, and no one suspected him of the robberies that were taking place in the houses where he worked. He stole valuable items for Edgeworth Bess, and she sold them for him. Jack also had another woman friend named Maggot, and she persuaded him to rob a local merchant, Mr. Baines, who was a trader in valuable cloth. First, Jack went to Mr. Baines's house and bought some cloth in order to see what the house was like inside. He went home and put the piece of cloth in his trunk. The same night, he returned secretly to the house. He broke in and stole money and other property, which he then took to Maggot. Jack did not go back to his master's home that night, or the next, and his master began to be suspicious of the young man's activities. He decided to open Jack's trunk to see what was inside. He found the piece of cloth that Jack had bought from Mr. Baines. When Jack finally returned home, he realized that his master now had evidence that connected him with Mr. Baines. So Jack stole the piece of cloth back from his employer and hid it. When Jack's master heard about the robbery at Mr. Baines's house, he was sure that Jack was involved. He contacted Mr. Baines and described the piece of cloth that he had seen in Jack's trunk. Mr. Baines knew immediately that Jack was the young man who had bought the cloth, and he too guessed that the purchase of the cloth was a trick to enter his house. When Jack heard that he was suspected, he pretended to get very angry.
"I haven't stolen anything,"
he shouted.
"My mother gave me that piece of cloth."
"Did she?"
Mr. Baines said.
"And where did she get it from?"
"Ask her yourself,"
Jack said.
"I think I will,"
his master replied. Jack's master sent for the boy's mother and asked her about the cloth.
"My son's telling the truth,"
she said.
"I bought the cloth at a market in Spitalfields."
"Where exactly in the market did you buy it?"
the master asked.
"I don't remember,"
Jack's mother said. Jack's master and Mr. Baines did not believe what Jack and his mother told them, but they had no direct evidence against Jack for the robbery. Despite his suspicions of him, Jack's master decided to let the boy continue to work for him as an apprentice. Jack became more and more involved in crime, and he finally became part of a gang led by Jonathan Wild, another famous criminal. He now worked for himself as a carpenter, and this meant that he continued to have easy entrance to rich people's houses. In In one case, he was repairing a house belonging to an elderly gentleman in a rich area of London. He robbed the gentleman of money, jewellery, and expensive clothes. Shortly after this robbery, Edgeworth Bess was arrested and sent to a local prison. Jack went to the prison and demanded to see his friend. When the prison officer refused him permission, Jack attacked him and went in.
"You're coming with me,"
he told Edgeworth Bess.
"What do you mean?"
she asked him.
"I'm a prisoner here. I can't come with you."
"Yes, you can,"
Jack told her with a laugh.
"I knocked the officer out. He won't give us any trouble now."
He picked up Bess and carried her out of the prison. This episode made him very popular with the criminal world in London, especially with the women. The brothers, Tom and Jack, worked together, robbing houses and selling the items that they had stolen. They also continued to work with Edgeworth Bess. They broke into the house of a merchant, Mrs. Cook, and stole some valuable items. Tom tried to sell them, but he was arrested and taken to Newgate Prison, where some of London's most notorious criminals were kept. He offered to give evidence against his brother, Jack, and Edgeworth Bess, in order to receive a lighter punishment. The authorities looked everywhere for Jack and Edgeworth Bess, but they could not find them. One day, Jack met a friend of his in the street, a man called James Sykes. Sykes knew that the authorities were looking for Jack, and he made a plan. He hoped to get a lot of money for capturing Jack. He took Jack into a pub and bought him a lot of beer. While Jack was happily drinking, Sykes sent for a constable. The constable arrested Jack and took him to prison. Jack waited until the middle of the night and then made a hole in the roof of the prison and escaped. Jack's freedom did not last long. He was soon arrested again, and this time he and Edgeworth Bess were taken to another prison. The authorities thought that Jack and Bess were husband and wife, and they allowed them to live together in a room in the prison called Newgate Ward. A few days after their arrival at the prison, Jack managed to cut off his iron chains. He then made a hole in the prison wall and removed one of the iron bars from the window. He looked down and saw that it was too far to jump to the ground. So he tied some sheets together and tied one end around a bar in the window. Then he helped Edgeworth Bess to climb down to the ground, and he quickly followed her. They were now in front of a high prison wall, but they managed to climb over it and escape into the city. The criminal class of London enjoyed hearing about Jack's adventures, and he became a hero to them. One criminal, Charles Grace, asked if he could work with Jack, and Jack agreed. Charles and Jack made friends with a young man called Anthony Lamb, who worked for a maker of mathematical instruments. They planned to rob a wealthy gentleman who lived in the instrument maker's house. Late one night, Lamb opened the door of the house and let Jack and Charles in, and they stole a lot of money. When the robbery was discovered the next morning, Anthony Lamb was very frightened. His master sent for him and asked what had happened.
"I don't know, sir," Lamb replied.
His master looked at him suspiciously. He saw that the young man's hands were shaking.
"I don't believe you,"
he said angrily.
"I think you stole the money, and you'll be hanged for it."
In the end, Lamb confessed his involvement in the crime. He was sent to Newgate Prison, tried, and then transported. Thomas Shepherd was also tried for the robbery of Mrs. Cook, and he was transported as well. Jack Shepherd then started working with another famous criminal, a man called Blueskin. They sometimes sold the items that they had stolen to a man called William Field. Meanwhile, they hired a stable in which they kept what they had stolen before selling it. Among the other stolen items in the stable was a length of cloth
that had been taken from a certain Mr. Kneebone. It was stealing this piece of cloth that led to Jack's next arrest. One day, Jack and Blueskin asked William Field to go to their stable and look at the items they had, so that he could find buyers for them. Field, who was a coward but an imaginative criminal, did more than that. He broke into the stable and stole everything. Then he went to Jonathan Wild, knowing his influence in the criminal world, and told him that Jack was working with Blueskin. Jack and Blueskin were arrested soon after and sent to Newgate Prison, where they were tried for their robberies, and Jack was sentenced to death for the theft of the cloth belonging to Mr. Kneebone.